we're back again.
Right.
This time we came back in on the Grand Line.
Hey.
And we coasting on that one piece right now. So now here's a topic. Okay, from Big News to Nigma and Ice the Coldest. Okay.
Right.
I mean all disrespect when I say this.
Okay? Yes, yes, he does.
I mean all disrespect. Why kid here? Huh? I mean, let's just call a spade. Why he here? Huh? And why is this dude beefing with the GOAT? Red hair Shanks. What is going on?
Hey.
Talk to me, Ice. I'm confused, bro. I'm still we already had a conversation and I'm still confused. Why in the world is this brother like starting to fight with Shanks?
That dude, I mean, this dude already took your hand and then took your whole arm. So, you know, I mean, you know, cut your losses. But I guess he wants revenge. I guess he feel like, you know, he awakened his fruit power.
Please.
In his mind, I can't speak for him. But you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he say he did a little something with Big Mom. So he feel like he can go back and get some payback. This is gonna end as successfully as the remnants of the Whitebeard Pirates did when they went against Blackbeard. But
yes, yeah, that's an accurate take. I think that's a fair assessment because there ain't no goddamn way this dude is thinking that he got a doggone chance. Ain't no way. It's like, homie, you ain't it, okay? You're not it. As this new generation say, you are not him, okay? Okay? You know who's him? Shanks. Shanks is him, okay? All right? Right. You know who else is him? Monkey D. Luffy. That's him, okay?
Right.
You know who else is him? You know who else is him? Trafalgar Water D. Law. Okay? All right? Them dudes is him. You know who else is him?
Tell him, man.
The man that suffered from success. Buggy D. Clown. We adding a D in there because he need one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Buggy D. Clown is him, okay? You ain't him, all right?
Nah.
You just ain't him, okay? You're not. It's just like, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, bro, just let it go. Let it go, man. It's oh my goodness. I'm like, bro, let this stuff go and just walk away, man. Just walk
man.
Away.
Pride is a terrible thing sometimes.
like you know right.
But hey, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna go against the cat with the strongest hockey
on the planet. I mean, like not one of the strongest, the strongest, and he ain't got none.
Wait.
This is why I said he trash, okay?
So you mean to tell me?
No, I want you to hold on. In all of the fighting that you've seen, the useless kid, okay? In all the fighting you've seen the useless kid get in, have you seen any armament? Have you seen any hockey? Why is he fighting? What you doing here when Luffy whole punch can air out a whole doggone building?
I mean,
just him flexing his arm. You saw the last manga, you saw the last anime, how they did that joint.
Oh yeah.
he was flat out just flexing and you just saw all this fire. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, whoa. Right?
Right.
Yeah, you got Trafalgar D. Law with Gamma Knife and Radio Sword. Gamma Knife dang near killed Kaido. Kaido was like, blah, blah, blah. He was gone. Okay. Kaido was hurting. You know what I'm saying? Kaido was like flat out, like, yo, this sucker flat out, he got me. You know what I'm saying? And what he gonna do? He gonna build an arm. He gonna build an arm. Zero armament on it.
Man, listen.
I want you to process that now. Cause I was like, now let me go backwards. I said, maybe I missed something, right? No hockey. I've not seen him press out any hockey.
Right.
I've not seen him do no armament.
Right.
Why? What in the world? So it's not like it's impossible to do armament. Okay, that come by training, right?
Right.
We've seen that on countless people, even people that's far weaker than Luffy was able to do armament hockey, right?
Right.
I'm like, I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? So here, let me read this right here real quick, because I'm going through his hockey stuff just to be honest with you. So Kid is one of the very few people in the world who is capable of using all three types of hockey. I'm like, when? Despite this, he rarely uses them in combat. Why would you not use them in combat?
Wait.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, that don't make sense to me. You fighting Big Mom.
I do.
And I ain't seen not one.
So it's a good thing he
did. You fighting Kaido.
So he wouldn't have been no help to Luffy. It was them.
Right. No, I'm like, bro, I mean, he don't make no sense. I'm like, bro, you ain't making sense to me. How you got all this, but you can't do it? So apparently they saying he has armament hockey, but they say it's non-canon. So he ain't got it.
Stop playing.
Okay.
He ain't got it. Canon.
That's all it popped up in One Piece Stampede. That don't count. Well, whoever wrote this thing need to get slapped. Okay. How in the world are you gonna have armament hockey fight Big Mama and not use it?
Man, you gotta use whatever you got in your arsenal, especially against them two.
You know, I'm getting angrier as I read this thing from these people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How Shakuhan hockey, which is like, you know, the Conqueror's hockey.
Yeah,
they talking about, yeah, he got it, but he only showed it in One Piece Pirate Warriors.
He do. In a video game?
In a video game. I'm like, where in the anime or the manga did he use this thing? Zero. All right? Bushoshoku hockey, okay? That's the armament. They say, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. he does that in One Piece Stampede. That doesn't count, okay? All right?
Especially since Bullet, like, bodied everybody until, you know, Luffy, like, bossed up on him. But continue.
Yeah, and then this, whoever this sucker is had the dash to talk about the Ken Bushoku hockey, which is, you know, the observation hockey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He talking about, oh, he used it during a raid on the Gashima. When?
He did what?
They say he used observation hockey when it was at Wano. When? So when he was able to sense that Luffy was defeated by Kaido. Sucker, you could have heard that. You know?
How about to say?
You don't need. Whoever wrote this thing, man, is a kid lover, and useless kid ain't used none of these things to his dog. Okay. Let's just call it a spade a spade. I'm like, I'm sorry, yo. This dude ain't it. He ain't him. How in the world you going? I mean, like, look. You know what? We could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? It could be next week. He went because it wasn't this week, because 1077 already came out, and 1077 got a whole nother situation in it, because we trying to figure out who in the world shot Shaka. Okay, that's the strat. That's the thing for this week. Who shot Shaka? Okay,
they shoot.
They straight up went to doggone bigger levels. I shot you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to. I shot Shaka. You know what I'm saying? They just they got him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not like, what happened to Shaka? So I'm not even caring about him this week. But maybe next week they show him fighting red hair shakes, and finally, he uses armament hockey. Okay, so if that's the
he ain't gonna have no choice.
No, I'm saying, so if that's the case that he finally used armament hockey against red hair shakes, but he did not find the need to do it when he was fighting Big Mom and Kaido. Why he here?
Man, listen, them bitch, he was about to die.
So you try to tell me you put Law in more danger because you ain't want to use no dog on armament hockey. Screw you, okay?
Right.
Law's a more important character than you. How dare you actually put that man life on the line? All right.
Yeah. Listen. And Kaido himself, a fruit user as well, said that he depends more on his hockey than he does his fruit.
Which is facts though. I mean, like that's just saying, like in season 1 through 3 of One Piece. Oh, he is a savage. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Useless kid is useless kid. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Useless kid is useless kid in the first part of One Piece before we got introduced to all this hockey and all the rest of this beautiful stuff. Okay. Well, right. It was just like, oh, people just got devil fruits and they just use this stuff and that's all we out here doing. Oh, useless kid was useless kid. Okay. Able to take all the cannonballs and throw them back at people when there was this outboard. You know what I'm saying? It was useless kid. Then, but then something happened. Something magical happened. It was something called a Paramount War. Okay? Mm-hmm. Paramount War happened. If you didn't know hockey, they made it very, very clear during the Paramount War that Luffy was at a distinct disadvantage against randos because he did not know how to use hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Getting cut by randos because he didn't know how to defend against armor and hockey.
Right.
Hey, so we got 2 years skill. Guess who learned all of them? That doggone monkey D. Luffy, right?
All this.
To his perfection. Got a color of arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Savagery, right?
Ooh.
Straight up savage. And yo behind come back with a scar and a missing hand. Now, so then you graduated from useless kid to useless kid, okay? And then you got your behind captured again. Had your homie taken.
Yeah.
Had your homie infected.
Forced to eat a smile.
Yeah, that forced to eat a smile, infected your mans. Now he has to relive the fact that he has this crazy laugh that y'all, reason why you put him in a mask because he's trying to hide the laugh. You know what I'm saying? Like he had a whole laugh situation going on, man. So you failed on like four counts, okay? You useless kid. You failed on four counts. You failed as a captain. You failed as a doggone a fighter. You failed to liberate Wano or whatever it was you was trying to do while you was there. You failed your mans, who was your right-hand man. He's a Zorro to useless kid, okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be his Zorro.
And you know what's crazy though, bro? Killer has more potential right now than useless kid.
Mm.
You already know why, right? You know you remember why?
Oh yeah.
He cut Kaido.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What did useless kid do?
He just punched him.
And but it didn't really do anything, right?
Didn't do nothing.
Man, it's useless, man. As they said, come get your mans. Okay, like this bro ain't got it, man. I like, and now you gonna show up to Elbaf with your chest out. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't say that you were emperor or something like that. And they lied to you, you know what I'm saying? Because like we all know the truth. We all know the truth. We all know why. You know why you're there? We had to fill out the numbers. We already know, okay? You know, we know that you in the contendership, but you really ain't there yet, okay? We get it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We get it. Okay, we understand. Okay. Red hair Shanks is definitely a Yonko. The man that suffers from success, oh, he's definitely a Yonko. Just based on his crew alone, the sucker's a Yonko. He got all the most dangerous cats from doggone Impel Down, and he got two suckers that don't make sense to me still to this day. I know they don't like them. They don't matter. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
They're just chilling in the background right now.
It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter, man. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why they join his crew. They end there. And guess who the man who's suffering from success still to this day?
That's right.
Buggy D clown, okay? All right, not V, throw that out. D, all right? Man changes the planet, all right?
Oh, goodness.
I'm just saying, man. That list, that, I looked at that list and I was like, yo, Luffy need to be on there like a year ago.
Yeah.
All right? Big Mama gone, Kaido gone, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all right, so them two gone. So you got Blackbeard, you got Luffy,
mm-hmm.
and the man who suffers from success, and you got the goat. And what Usopp's first response to this was when he saw the paper? Luffy, fight me. Bro.
Sir.
You don't want this smoke, okay? Like you don't Luffy's like really trying his best to be nice to this cat, you could tell. Because he already know the dude ain't no threat. He's like, bro, look, man.
I was about to say. You saw how he ragdolled Lucci.
Yeah.
Like that did like I was kind of disappointed because I was sitting there thinking that was gonna be like a whole that was gonna be a whole volume. Like nope.
Nah.
That ended as fast as it started. Like, you ain't the only one that's been training Straw Hat.
Like, bro, like, you ain't nothing. Like, you ain't nothing.
Like, he already did transform back.
That don't sound like these dudes be testing Luffy. They be glad that man just wants something to eat and liberate people. They may be glad that's all he want, okay? If that man's was better, if that man's was like Blackbeard, y'all suckers be in trouble, okay? Because
oh,
Blackbeard about to flex, okay? He's about 100% flexing. As a matter of fact, he about flexing with your female while you on the bottom getting shot at by 75 dudes. That's that type of dude that Blackbeard is, okay?
That sounds about right.
let's keep it at a buck. That's what he do. Homeboy will pop up and be like, yeah, about that. I want you and I need you. I'm talking to the ladies in the village. I want you and I need you.
Mm-hmm.
And we gonna do this the easy way. They ain't no hard way. Y'all just gonna come over here, and they end up coming over there.
Yeah.
that's been a track record we've seen the whole time. Blackbeard's like he got that rears, man. He just pop up in the room like I want all y'all. You know, so it's like your man's come in the room with the big old smile and missing teeth. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh my goodness, the Riz, and they just roll up in the room. You know what I'm saying? What's gonna happen when you skid show up? I saw your brain moving. You're like, man, is nothing gonna happen? It's like walking the room. He's the loud Rickets. Dude. He's walking the room. He's a loud dude in the room, and nobody was flat paying attention to him. He's Bellamy with a oh, camera standard.
Well, dang.
He's Bellamy if Bellamy had actually been a captain, a true captain. That's pretty much all I see when I see useless kid. That's it. That's all I see, man. I was like, this is pretty much what Bellamy would have been. It's a useless tag along and dragging everybody down. I'm like, what did he contribute in 1-0 that mattered? Okay. Crickets. That's exactly crickets. It's like, what did he do?
He provided some good animation site.
You don't even know what to say. Because you like trying to give him something. You like the colors, you know what I'm saying?
That's pretty much it. When the three of them, like everybody, like when Luffy went into Bounce Man.
Bro, don't do that to him, man. Don't do that to him. Because then we'll be comparing these two dope moments to a man who just sat down on some metal. Okay? It's not fair to him, okay? It's not fair. All right? It's just not.
Oh, goodness.
I was like, please don't do this. That moment where they all three stood up in front of Kaido. I'm like, please don't do this to him. It's like Luffy just looked like a G. Law. Breaking stuff apart, making things float, standing on top of it like a gangster. And what we get from useless kid? this dude stealing people's stoves and pens.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like when he took all the metal and made the little skull with the crown on it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, whoopty freaking do. A skull with a crown on it. I'm thinking like at least you can make a laser beam, something. You know what I'm saying? Like something that can actually hurt anybody. It's just, nope, he's gonna punch you. He's gonna punch you with his arm that's not coated in the armament.
I'm about to say, he, in his mind, you know what I'm saying, he thought he was Luffy, but you know what I'm saying, he can't stretch, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't just armament. Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never think about it that because he do make a stretch your arm by the metal. That dude probably got a shrine in his house. To Luffy. He probably got a shrine like Ogre did with Otto. That's probably why he's so mean to Luffy. It was at nighttime. He's like, oh, Luffy, you're my hero. Just like Bartholomew. You know what I'm saying? Like, not Bartholomew, my bad. Bartholomew. It's like Bartholomew. I'm talking, oh, Luffy, you're my hero. But I can't get in the past. Know this, though. Abuse this kid, god dang it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Nobody else can know. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody. I'm captain, god dang it. Like, I'm captain. I'm the one that was the poster child for the worst generation, all right? I didn't know I was the worst of the worst generation.
Oh, God. You ain't right.
I didn't know that. I didn't know I was the worst of the worst generation. But, hey, I'm here, though. All right? I'm here. And I made it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made it. I'm standing over here with Traffic Guard Water D-Law. And I'm standing beside Monkey D. Luffy. And we all about to fight all these fools. And I'm about to throw an all made out of metal at Kaido.
Oh, goodness. No, man.
It's almost like this dude's a pale imitation of Luffy. You know, it's like, people always say, oh, they're so much alike. I'm like, nah, this sucker probably sitting. No, useless kid probably stand in the mirror. And he'd be watching them tapes back. They got a Luffy when he was out there, the Paramount War. His behind would nowhere be filed.
No.
You know, he probably be like, that's how Luffy said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it just like that, too. He smile all the time. I'm going to smile, too. I'm going to do the same thing that Luffy did. And I said, then one day, they'll respect me.
Oh, goodness.
This dude is trash. And he gonna have the audacity and the unmitigated gall, as our homeboy CJ would say. Shout out to you, brother. The audacity and the unmitigated gall to roll up to the man who took his arm. Bro, if you done lost your arm, and likely it happened in seconds. Let's not get it twisted. Likely Shanks was drunk when he did this, okay? He ain't had to be sober to beat this dude. Likely Shanks had just got done partying with the crew. You know what I'm saying?
Bellman, right?
But what's my man's name? Beckham, you know what I'm saying? Was in the Batman. Back. You know what I'm saying? He was back there like, yo, boss, here's another one. And Shanks like, yeah, I'm going to knock that back. You know what I'm saying? You got your man Yasop in the back. You know what I'm saying? Yasop like, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? In the back. You know what I'm saying? They're like, we're going to have a good time. And then this sucker rolled, hey, try to act like Luffy with that fake smile on his face.
No, sir.
useless kid in the flesh.
Oh, goodness.
The useless kid in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? Come up in there and try to step to the G, to the GOAT.
And this time he got friends with him.
So, you don't mean,
like, dude, you like, y'all, now, because, I mean, think about it. We only, like, we barely know three of his crew. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The rest of them are all useless people. I mean, let's just keep it at a bug. I mean, you're fighting the red hair Shanks, okay? The red hair pirates, okay? You're fighting the red haired Shanks on Elbaf with giants.
And then, you know, none of them have any like fruit powers that have been brought up yet?
Not to my knowledge, no. And it wouldn't matter anyway, because Shanks ain't got none either. But that sucker, guess what he got?
Everybody use hockey.
Everybody use hockey, and they just gangsters with their weapons. I mean, just.
Oh, don't forget, everybody got a cake.
That is true. That is very true.
They say not all heroes wear capes.
It's a distinction.
Powers do.
That's right. That's right. Because they ain't your heroes. They came to your place for some liquor and some food. They ain't came to save nobody. They kicking it with the homies in Elbaf. That's what's going on right now. You ruining the party. That's like I came to visit you. You know what I'm saying? And we kicking it. And then some rando from like our high school days come up. I want to fight one of y'all. I'm like, what?
You know what? No, you
like,
don't.
Like, bro, do you really want this today? You really want to test the waters today? Is this really like, it won't take but two or three of us to really wreck your whole people. I mean, it just don't take many of us. Man. I mean, you want to choose today. This is your day. All right. And that's pretty much like, that's how Shanks felt. Shanks was like, who outside? This boy again, the useless kid. All right, whatever, man. All right, let me go outside and figure this out, man. I'll be back inside and have some chips in a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, if this, like I said, if this fight goes beyond one manga, okay,
mm-hmm.
it will be a doggone shame and a disgrace to Shanks, okay? Because like, then if Oda did some junk with like, you know, just to make him even more crummy and bummy, that he made like he made useless kid, you know, be like, I was saving all my hockey for you. You know what I'm saying? He like pop out like with armor hockey and stuff like that in this fight.
Oh man.
I'm like, sucker, you chose a wrong fight.
This dude here, yeah, this ain't like,
this ain't the ain't one. What you want. this ain't the one, man. Like, this is not the one you want to meet. This bro communicated to people through hockey.
Dude, he literally sent
a hockey wave.
What's Green Bull? A vice admiral?
Yeah, like he was big enough to take down queen and king.
Right.
Right. So this ain't no slouch.
And fought Dakazai.
Yeah, fought all of them. Fought Colin. Fought Momonosuke.
Momonosuke and Yamato.
He fought them all. And Shanks just sent a doggone. He sent that dude a text message in hockey, saying, "Is this really what you want?"
Oh shoot, this Shanks. Hey,
he's like, you know what, man? My bad. Okay, my bad. That's my fault. My bad. I ain't want to be on this island no way. He's like, you know what, man? I my bad. Okay, it's my bad. I was tripping today. You know what I'm saying? I was tripping balls, actually. You know, so I thought I could just roll up on this. I thought I could just roll up on this island and just do whatever I wanted. I didn't know Shanks was out here. I didn't. Man. Okay, you know, look, man, I'm going back to the ship. And useless kid. Who likely could have not beaten this guy. Let's keep it at a buck now. He wouldn't be able to beat this dude.
Oh, no.
And he going to roll up to the very place of the GOAT. That man lost his mind.
And then, you know, then Shanks still got to have that conversation with Luffy about Barto.
That is very true. Which I'm glad that they didn't really get into that because... You know, dang, this is even worse. So this is so bad because Bartholomew is a bigger threat. A bigger threat. The useless kid.
You stupid.
I'm being sick. Think about it, man. Think about it. His own crew was like, this boy is a problem. Yeah. Am I lying? They were like, nah, this boy Bartholomew is a goddamn problem. They mind. They the ones who brought it up to Shanks. Has anybody talked about useless kid? The Shanks.
No.
What is he doing at the island? Like, nobody even said your name. They're probably like, oh, that boy outside again. What boy? The boy that the arm you lopped off. I lopped off many arms. Who? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a captain. I've done this to many captains. You need to be more specific about this situation. Is it Bartholomew? No, it's not Bartholomew. I ain't got to him yet. All right, who is it then? I don't care. Who's outside? Oh, the boy named Kid. Useless? Useless outside? I'll go outside and see him real quick. I need to burn some calories before I get back in. Get to the way. Yeah,
terrible.
I'm just saying, bro. I don't see it. I don't see it, man. I'm like, yo, look, this is a bad idea on Kid part, and the fact that he think that he can do it, he done got overinflated by the 1-0 win, and he ain't done jack to deserve it. They gonna split that dude the difference between him and Law. I'm like, what type of madness? They gonna split the difference between all three of them doggone suckers because they're like, look, like big news, Morgan. Now you stirring up some stuff. Now you stirring up some stuff. All right? You stirring, and I appreciate it. Because there's a slight bit of genius to this that he did, because he's like, I'm gonna give Luffy, Law, and Kid equal bounties, and I'm gonna make Luffy a Yonko, and I'm not gonna make Law or Kid a Yonko. You already know Law don't care.
Yeah.
Whoever cares. I'm just gonna make my submarine ship and we're gonna roll out. But Kid, on the other hand, his insecure self will be like, why is Luffy better than me? And we have the same amount of money. How dare he? I'm gonna go fight Shanks. And he's gonna try and prove that he's supposed to be a part of the Yonko. And Morgan's was probably sitting there like, yep, that useless kid boy gonna go out there and try to fight with Shanks. And that'd be one less person the underground got to deal with. It's one less dude we got to deal with, buddy. All right, so who's next? You know, Stussy, what's Stussy at?
Right.
Where you at, girl? Stussy on Ed. Sucking blood out of suckers, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I was like, wait a minute. Like, she a vampire? She a clone?
she whatever she want to be, apparently, because she's what? We're pawns in Stussy world, okay? Because like apparently we don't know what's going on, okay? I'm like, oh, you a science experiment, vampire, lady, that drink people blood.
Sure, she a daywalker.
Apparently, her and Blade need to hook up. They need to figure this out. Uncle Wesley. Uncle Wesley. We got one for you, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Like we got a daywalker for you, buddy. She prefers giraffe blood. You can figure that out. You know what I'm saying? She like, cause like it was weird. It's like she asked for a giraffe smoothie at Big Mom party. And then guess who she biting on first time she got there? Haku. I was saying, like, homeboy's a giraffe. I said, dang, this at least she consistent. She was like, I want giraffe blood, man. This smoothie was delicious. I had to try it again. That's what I was. She flew a couple hundred miles just bite a giraffe, man. She that's what we living in her world, bro. We don't know what we doing here. What we doing here, man? We don't deserve it. I'm just saying, man. Yeah, I got nothing else to add to this. Useless kid is trash. And literally, if this fight goes beyond half a manga, you see I decreased the amount now. Yeah. If it goes beyond half a manga, it's a shame to scrape. He should get that one page treatment that King and Queen and all the rest of them got when homeboy showed up on the island, the Admiral. Was his name Green Bull?
Yeah.
They should get that half page treatment like how the rest of them got. That's what he should be on the ground. And homeboy standing over him with a drink in his hand and a female holding on to his arm that's not there. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Oh, red hair. And he's like, yeah, I just need something else to eat. What food at, man? The giants in the background, like, oh, we got you, Shanks. We got you. Who's this kid here? Like, we don't know. Like, his name is Kid. What kid? This kid? Yeah, that kid. What's his name? His name is Kid. The kid's name is Kid? Yeah, the kid's name is Kid. What a useless name. Yeah, it is his name. His name is useless. His name is Useless Kid.
Oh, goodness. You ain't right.
Sorry, man. Who's Kid? This kid. This kid right here on the floor. That's Kid's name is Kid. This kid's name is Kid. It's Kid. That's a terrible name. Yeah, we know. We tried. We tried to help him out by slashing his arm off and give him a new identity. He ain't going with it. He didn't even call himself One Arm Kid. He just kept Captain Kid. You know, I tried to give my identity and he refused. He refused the identity. He didn't want it. He could have taken it. I gave him a shot. I was like, look, I'm gonna help. Let me help you out with your character development, okay?
Let me help you.
Yeah, I was like, help. Listen to your man, Shane. Okay, just listen to you. Just listen to your man. Look, man. You know, I know it hurts right now. Okay, I know it hurts right now, but I just want you to look me in my eyes when I say this. I want you to look me in my eyes. You got a trash name, okay? And I need you to take this opportunity to change it, okay? I just need you to take the opportunity. Now that you got one arm, all the possibilities for you. You could be like, you know, my name is Mechanical Arm Kid. You know what I'm saying? You could have been like, all right, One Arm Kid. I'm the no arm kid. You could have gone all out. Nope, you gonna turn yourself back up here just as kid again. I gave you the opportunity to be great, and you spat in my face.
Oh goodness, no, man.
Oh my goodness, man. This is an old to useless kid. Yes.
Yes, yes, it has been.
Yeah. And long has he not reigned, nor was he great. The end. I am done. Goddamn kid. Ain't worth nothing. Just do as much as you want to. Oh my goodness, man. My goodness. Okay. All right, that's it. That's enough. I got thousands of jokes about kid and I don't want to get into them tonight, so I won't do it to you, man. We get to 2 o'clock giggling and waking up and giggling again and waking back up and giggling again. I'm just gonna stop here because I got more. Okay, I got more. I got more. The demo arm kid. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We got an iron hand kid. We got what's the name of the thing? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got switch arm kid, switchblade kid. You know what I'm saying? You got, I'm saying, switchblade kid don't sound bad. Hold up. He could have done with that. He could have made a knife that looked like a switchblade on his, man, forget that dude, man. He trash. Shanks did that man a favor when he cut his arm off. He's sitting over here trying to act like he also did it. Like Shanks did him wrong. He did you right. Shanks did you right. What the world wrong with you? Huh? Get out your own head, boy. Trash character. It's like you always gotta write a Hercule character, and this is one of them right here. You need comic relief in the background. You got Law looking all gangster pristine. Monkey D. Luffy looking all gangster pristine. You got Kaido standing in front of you looking like a monster. And then his kid. His kid, you know. Yeah. He comes floating in on a head with a crown on like he the king of this whole area. Really? Bro, you can't do hockey.
I was about to say.
Who lied to you? I mean, I'm gonna get off of it just for in a moment, but who lied to this dude? Okay, was it his crew?
Had to, man. Heat, Wire, and Killer.
Did his crew literally lie to him and say he was gonna be the king of all pirates?
Man, listen. I hope they did.
I think I heard Useless say he was gonna be the king of pirates, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I think, but that was after he heard Luffy say it. Like
that's what I said. He got the Ogre Shrine, man. You know what I'm saying? Got the Ogre Shrine in the back. And Luffy is sitting right there in the middle of that shrine, and that sucker bows every night. He's like, I gotta be like Luffy, but I can't let him know. I just can't let him know that I love him and that I adore his presence. I can't let him know. But I will be him. I will be the king of all pirates because he wanted to be the king of all pirates. Now I ain't learned no hockey. I don't even know how to do no conquers. What is that actually? I don't even know what that is. It's like,
yeah.
I'm gonna say observation hockey. What's that? What that mean? All I know is that I can make a giant mechanical stretchy arm. That's all I know. Okay. That's all I've been able to do is take 15, 20 seconds. To pull all y'all stuff away where y'all could have killed me 4 times. You know what I'm saying? Don't make sense. You should be dead by that. It's like waiting for a Power Rangers doggone transformation.
Nope.
Use kids like literally put his arm out to my, yeah, I got it. I'm gonna grab this bolt and I'm gonna make a big giant arm. I'm like, sucker, I'd have sliced your behind him. He was fighting Dre on Drake Hugh, Mihawk.
Oh,
but can you imagine that scrap? Whew. Drake, he was slicing sucker 6, 7, 5 times before he even got his arm together. Okay.
Shoot. You shooting too high, Brooke. Brooke would have walked by him. apologize, close the sword up, and he'd be done. Oh, tell me I'm lying.
You're not. You're not lying. You're right. Brooke would have folded that dude. Brooke would have folded that dude, man. Oh my goodness, I wasn't even thinking about Brooke, man. I was at least trying to get him out, you know what I'm saying? Protect some part of his useless nature. I was trying to give him something. You was like, nah, forget all that. You know what I'm saying? Brooke will fold this dude. I'm like, Brooke? Soul King? You right. You right. Who am I to say that did you lie to me? You were telling the absolute truth, okay? 100% factoids. This man would have murdered this brother in a few, 2-3 steps. This would have been frozen solid. All his metal would have malfunctioned.
I mean,
this is why you the coldest, man. This is why you the coldest. Because I was at least trying to get a man out while I was trashing him. You're like, nah, forget that dude. Brooke gonna fold him. I'm like, god dang, man. It's okay. And you're like, nah, that makes sense. It makes sense to me. Oh, man. Brooke would have followed that dude and would have sung about it.
Yo!
And it would have been a bomb song, too. It would have been the best thing Useless Kid ever contributed to the show. The very best thing that the Soul King got a song and a whoop in your behind.